There are so many statements we just believe. Some because we want to.
Some because we just never questioned them.
We'll look at some of those statements today. And then for each one, we'll tell you
why it's a lie.
In another packed podgram, people are either right-brained or left-brained. When a cat is dropped, it always lands on its feet. And Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Ting! I've got an idea. Let's examine these myths, look at the facts, and tell you why it's a lie. I'm right-brained. You know why? Because people told me I was creative, and I like right-brained things like improv and comedy and things with round edges. Left-brained people are the ones who are good at math and physics. Left starts with L, and L is also the first letter of the word logical, and that's how you can remember the difference between right and left brain. Oh, and I took a Facebook test once, and because I said I saw the dancer twirling counterclockwise, that meant I was right-brained. The test said I was 92% right-brained. The only problem? It's not really true. One of the reasons it's so popular is, it's a great metaphor for the differences between people. Hey, I'm team right brain.
Hey, I'm team left brain.
Oh, he's an interpretive dancer. He must be right brained. She's a physics major whose hobby is accounting. She must be left brained. Well, here's what is true. The two hemispheres of our brains do function differently. For example, in most people, the left brain is dominant for language. Meanwhile, the right side has more to do with emotional processing and representing the mental states of others. But it's not as clear-cut as the myth makes it out. For instance, the right hemisphere is involved in processing some aspects of language, such as intonation and emphasis, or emphasis. A lot of what we know about the differences between hemispheres comes from the split-brain studies that began in the 60s. But it's important to note that in healthy people, the two brain hemispheres are well connected. And in most of what we do, the hemispheres work together, sharing information. Also, the kind of tasks that engage one hemisphere more than the other don't always map neatly onto the right or left or the creative and logical. So the reality is much more complex. Like, the right side of the brain can be credited with creative insight when we have a great idea, but if we're talking about creative writing, well, then the left side helps out a lot. The main problem is the right brain, left brain myth is just way too simplistic. The different sides of the brain work together to do things both logical and creative. And that's why it's a lie.
Cats always land on their feet. That was my cat sound. Well, a few minutes watching YouTube will prove that false very quickly. Actually, watching my cat for a few minutes will prove that false very quickly as well. But let's not stop there. Let's explore this myth and a few others. Cats are pretty good at landing on their feet, which is why and how the myth got started. Healthy cats can twist their spines quite well and flip their feet around, making them better at landing on their feet than a lot of other animals. Fun feline fact, cats have over 50 vertebrae in their spines, while we're at about 34. Also, cats have great balance, great inner ear gear, but the conditions have to be favorable for the cat to be successful. If the cat falls from a really short distance and doesn't have time to adjust, then it won't land on its feet. If the cat is very old, it's not as good at it. If the cat is very young, like under 8 weeks, it's terrible at it. If it doesn't have room to move, remember the video where the cat falls between the bed and the wall? It will be unsuccessful. Also, cats drop from higher than 3 or 4 meters can be seriously injured. So don't do that, and don't let it play on the balcony. Another thing that's bad for cats? Cow's milk. Yeah, the thing that people immediately put out for a stray? Why is it bad? Because cats are lactose intolerant. And what about pregnant women owning cats? Is that a bad idea? Well, there is a disease that cats can get that can harm the unborn child if the mom gets it. It's called toxoplasmosis. But if the mom takes some precautions, there shouldn't be an issue. Things like not cleaning the litter box? That's not too bad. Sorry, can you clean the cat box? I'm not supposed to. There are other things that a pregnant mom is supposed to do to protect herself too, like cook meat thoroughly, wash vegetables thoroughly, and wear gloves in the garden. Check with your doctor if you want more info on that. Boy, did we stray off topic. Anyway, cats always landing on their feet? Yeah, check that YouTube video and you'll see it's a lie.
And finally, Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Well, that must be true. He invented tons of things. And didn't he invent electricity? And so then the light bulb and all sorts of cool things that used electricity? Didn't he? Well, no. What he did do was improve previous inventions to create the first commercially efficient and widely used light bulb. According to wisegeek.com, the creation of the light bulb is thought to have begun in 1800 with Italian inventor Alessandro Volta's invention of the voltaic wire, which provided the first electrical current. Now, soon after, English scientist Humphrey Davy created the first electric light. Throughout the next several decades, a bunch, and by a bunch we mean as many as 20 inventors, worked on inventing a long-lasting incandescent light bulb. That's the kind we're not supposed to use anymore because they use so much energy. Seriously, they're super inefficient. Anyway, in 1879, Edison became the first to succeed. His bulb could burn for like 1,500 hours. Previous versions only lasted minutes. But, wait. Edison invented electricity, though, right? Well, no. No one invented electricity. Former Edison associate Nikola Tesla invented alternating current technology, which uses electricity flow from a bunch of directions. Tesla's invention paved the way for more powerful and widespread electricity and light over long distances. Edison was a bigger fan of DC, or direct current electricity. And, oh, that's a whole other story. Anyways, that's why it's a lie. Hey, if you have a lie you'd like explored, please send it our way. Comment on iTunes, marking all five stars. That's our code. You can search us up on Podomatic, and Why It's a Lie is on Facebook. I built a page, and so you can go and like it. And, you know, I don't post tons of things, so I won't bother you too much. All right. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening to
Why It's a Lie. Why It's a Lie. Created by Jim and helped out by friends like me. I'm Mark. Please subscribe to Why It's a Lie on iTunes and leave awesome reviews. Thanks for listening.